Hello, and welcome to ASAP News. We're your hosts, Taylor and Joy. Today our topic is Pearl Harbor, and we'll be interviewing a special guest. On December 7, 1941, it was a nice Sunday morning until the Japanese threw a surprise attack on America with no warning. America was destroyed in under 2 hours. The attack took place in Oahu, Hawaii. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt had described the attack as a day that will live in infamy. As President Roosevelt worried, 2,403 died and 1,178 were wounded. We also lost 188 aircrafts, 5 battleships, and 1 mine layer. Japan, on the other hand, had only 64 deaths. Why did they do this, you ask? Japan needed to trade oil because we were the only ones who would trade. When we didn't, they planned an attack on us. We were completely unprepared for this. Here's an audio clip of what happened during the attack.
We will return for more after these messages. Help to improve the war by donating food and being a part of Meatless Mondays and Meatless Wednesdays.
Even the president is doing it.
Now, who doesn't want to follow FDR?
So you should use your food wisely and send them into the soldiers now that a war started.
And we are back. Now here is our special guest. Please welcome Joy, a Japanese American. So Joy, what are your views on how Japanese Americans are being treated?
I feel that just because you're of Japanese descent does not mean that you are automatically a soy. Many Japanese Americans were living here for 10 or even 20 years before the attack on Pearl Harbor.
So what do you think about the camps?
The camps are virtually useless. They terrify Japanese Americans and are just another reason for taking all of our items. They're like what Hitler is doing to the Jewish people. We're only being discriminated against.
Interesting. How did your life since the attack on Pearl Harbor change?
My family was separated when soldiers came to our house and took us to the camp. I was lucky and was allowed to leave, but when I left the camp, I had nothing. No money, no food, not even a house to live in. I went through a lot of training to be where I am now.
Well, there you have it, folks, an interview with Japanese American, an inside scoop on the Pearl Harbor attack. Join us next time when we meet with yet another special guest. We also meet with local residents on their views on the war.
Thank you.